From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, we bring you Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of Kathleen Says, we bring you a summer plant, the seawatch, from the parsley family. Seawatch lives on sea cliffs and on the edges of salt marshes and flowers in June to early July. Like other plants in this family, it has tall flowering shoots with umbels, wide heads composed of many small flowers, and in this case, a yellowish or greenish white in color. Seawatch is a short-lived perennial that flowers only once after living 3 to 7 years. The leaves are light green, glossy, and large, and divide several times into smaller leaflets. The stems are purple-tinged. One of the most attractive aspects of seawatch is the butterflies that live on it. Anise swallowtail butterflies lay their eggs on seawatch, and their larvae live on it when small. When you see seawatch plants, think butterfly host, and look for the large black and yellow butterflies, which have 2 flight periods, one in late spring and the other in mid to late summer each year. Leaves and stems are edible, and unlike cow parsnip, this plant does not induce rashes when handled or brushed up against. Seawatch can be grown in gardens and makes a lovely sculptural addition in its flowering year. From late summer into winter, there are 4 to 5 feet tall stems and umbrella-shaped seed heads that last until storms knock them down. The stems dry down after flowering as the plant dies. Oh, but fear not, some of the hundreds of seeds that form will survive, fall to the ground, and germinate in the fall to grow into the next generation of plants. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next week, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.